Hello, it is day 24 of our 25 days of Christmas countdown.
Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve, and today's topic is a tradition, the Christmas Eve brunch.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister. Family around the world, love. It's all about the love.
Today in the house, we have myself, Ladriva Davis.
And Dolores Davis.
Shapira Davis.
Kendra Davis.
Yay, we got Kendra Davis in the house and
Francis.
Yay,
our mom. And the little voice that you hear is baby Kinsley.
Yes.
Who is so super talkative today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is really in the mood.
Must be excited with the magic of Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas. His first Christmas.
Yes, it is. So we're going to be talking about what Christmas Eve, what we do, what kind of activities we do. So we are just focusing on the fact that every year for Christmas Eve, our family has a Christmas Eve brunch, and we look forward to it every year. And it actually wasn't originally something that our family did, and it originated by our sister Kendra, our baby's the baby of the family.
Yes.
So Kendra, it's just fitting that you explain what inspired you to start this tradition.
Yeah, so about 4 years ago when I came up with the idea, I was literally sitting at home and we had so many traditions, like we do the baking party and, you know, presents, you know, our gift exchange. And I was like, I want to start a tradition. I want to have a tradition that's like mine that I do that I kind of start for my family and thinking about having kids. Eden wasn't around yet. Mm. So I was like, I want to have a tradition that I do. So I was like, okay, what do I love? Brunch. Brunch is like the one thing that I feel like we don't do a lot.
True.
But it's like, I love all the brunchy type foods. Yeah. So I was just like, man, I just wonder how that would play out. So then I started making like a Pinterest wish board of all these brunch foods. And I was like, this should be a thing. This needs to be a thing. Yeah. And we don't do anything usually on Christmas Eve. So I was like, it'll be a Christmas Eve brunch. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. So as the years have like expounded and expounded, I've just added on to like things that I like to do. At the brunch, like, I knew I wanted to do gingerbread houses, so that was a given.
Enjoy it.
Love those. But then I was like, okay, so brunch food, lots of it. And then it always is really nice to have, even on Christmas Day, you still have a ton of brunch food left over. Yeah. So
while
it
you're waiting for Christmas dinner.
While you're waiting so for Christmas dinner and much. Starving. So it actually worked really well.
Well, Can, thank you for bringing that to our family. Honestly, when you're saying we never really had traditions on Christmas Eve, listeners, part of the reason why that is because our family is notorious for shopping on Christmas Eve. We were always scrambling around getting our Christmas gifts for our person because we just were procrastinators. Yep. That's just how our family rolls.
Some.
Well,
okay, not all.
Some of us that came through.
Some of us are perfectionists.
With shopping in October. You know what? And I no longer shop in October, September-ish, because I forget. I pull a Griswold family Christmas. Remember when on that attic when he's pulling out Christmas gifts?
Yep.
That's what happened to me one year when I was pulling out Christmas gifts in my closet.
Yep.
I forgot I'd bought them because I bought them so too early, so I don't do that anymore.
No.
So talking about Christmas Eve tradition, we are so excited because that's today. And so even though it's going to look a little different this year, our guest list for one is going to be different.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are not going to invite the normal people because Kendra, you're
plus.
Yes.
Like, her guest list has people come in and go.
It has changed immensely. Oh, it's like almost grown because at first it was just a couple families, a couple people in there. And then now it's like we had to rent out like the guest house over, because your list, you know, so many families were coming, which is so much fun.
Yes.
And then it goes all day. We start in the morning. What time did we usually start?
Oh my gosh, like 10:30 we start, and then we're literally there till like 9 or 10 o'clock at night still. And then that's when we, you know, all disperse and do our
own thing.
Yeah, I know.
I got a whole bunch of stuff to do today.
Yes. And the thing is that it is a fun thing to do all day long. But the thing about it is that people can come and go. Like if you still have shopping to do, today, if you do,
yep,
you're gonna probably leave at like, oh, I'll be back around 1 o'clock when you guys decide to do the games, whatever. Yes, and that's just kind of what the beauty of the day. Yeah, yeah, Ladriva is usually always the one that's coming and going.
You can join in, you can pick up on the fun, you can leave, come back, and still pick up on some more fun.
Totally. Yep, we're still gonna be here. And there's still enough food. Never run out of food.
Never ending day of goodies.
Right. Yeah,
I love it. I'm so excited.
I do love that. I love that that's a tradition.
So what kind of things do we have to look forward to today?
One thing that I always love to do is wear my ugly sweater.
Yes. It is that ugly sweater day.
It is, yes.
I try to find something beautifully annoying.
I did.
The one that takes the cake over the years.
The cats. Yeah. And the Christmas lights on the cat, the bulbs or something, I think.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you gotta love the ugly sweaters. Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. And I always look forward to reindeers.
Sleeves. Yeah. Oh my gosh, no. Did make a reappearance.
Yep. And this is the time of year that I look forward to that. The girls at the studio always do a fundraiser, and I always got to get my butter braids, and I get my butter braids just in time to have for our Christmas Eve brunch because they are delicious.
I miss those. I haven't gotten one in years.
Well, don't you worry. You're going to have some.
Been holding out on me.
They're going to be nice and warm.
Delicious.
What kind of goodies do we have to look forward to?
Well, now we know them butter braids. Awaiting us right now. Yeah. We're gonna cut this one short so we can get to the food.
To the butter braids.
Seriously. Okay. Well, I always try and change it up every year, but there are some staples. So for sure, I loved the Christmas morning mimosas that I did with the cranberries in there and, you know, the non-alcoholic champagne.
Yes, mother.
So that everyone can enjoy them if you're not, you know. So I loved those. Those were super good. So I brought those back again this year.
Yay!
But I also love to do like different themes. So I do the eggnog pancakes. The sliders, the breakfast sliders are my favorite. Hawaiian rolls. Oh my gosh, those are my favorite. Also the tater tot baked casserole, the biscuits and gravy casserole, the so waffles. Good. I like to do those. Sometimes I'll do two, the gingerbread or eggnog. And then this year I only did one. So sorry guys, you're only getting one of the waffle types. But yeah, there will be pancakes. And then my French toast cinnamon roll bake is my favorite.
Okay.
Yes.
So I gave some snaps on that one.
Yes. And then the strata that I made.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah. I was so happy when I was like, Kendra, shout out to Family Stone.
Yeah. Ever since I saw it on that movie, I was like, ooh, strata.
Not something that we make in our family, but oh man, I'm glad we got it in our family now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No sorry mushrooms. For all the health nut people.
No mushrooms.
That's not happening.
No. If you haven't seen the movie, you'll get the reference.
Please see that movie. It is so good. I love it. Yeah. So lots of treats. And then of course our,
game time
activity.
We'll always be doing that.
The game time is always
fun. We did talk about this before, but it's gonna come up again because we love the games.
Christmas categories. Get together, we always have
the game.
It wouldn't be a Davis gathering without games.
Oh my gosh, you guys, real quickly before we go on to the games part, Kendra, do you remember last year when your the neighbor or the lady that came in with that delicious tasting cheese?
That cheese.
And I asked her, I said, before I ate it, I said, what's in this? And she just, I was like, are there nuts? Or she's like, no. And then she just goes on talking.
Yeah,
she would just chatty. And then all of a sudden I was like, this tastes really good. But something's going on in my mouth here. And then when I say, so what are the ingredients? And then she's like, da 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 da, walnuts. Wasn't it walnuts?
Yeah, it was walnuts. And she listed them all off, and we were all like, instantly, like,
for those who don't know, Dolores has a
some allergy.
Allergy issues.
Some allergy issues.
Gotta stay away from the nuts.
Yeah.
Those things were so good
until I felt that cheese log. Or it was
so good.
But you held it together, Dolores. She didn't spit it out right away in front of her face, but you definitely did not go back for another scoop.
I sure did.
Yes. It was delicious.
It was so good. Yeah. I was like, I was having to do the squish out with my mouth after that.
It was so bad.
So I now ask before I stick it in my mouth.
Lesson learned.
Always good food. But aside from Dolores getting ready to go into shock.
Yes.
We're talking about other activities.
Yep. Also a lot of games.
So Christmas categories is for sure. We always do that one.
I love Kendra's array of the contest that we always have with the gingerbread.
Yes. That is
my favorite part.
Yeah. First of all.
It's not necessarily the contest. Let me switch that. Pira does do an extreme.
We all know who wins the contest every year.
So I don't do it for the contest. I do it to test my creativity. I'm not an artist, but that's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
Is the gingerbread houses.
I mean,
for not being creative, Dreve, yes.
you do pretty good job.
I'm
the basic queen. Mine is just like, I got a house. I have a roof. I have a door. Done.
Yeah. Shapira comes out with big flat screen TVs.
She's got a garage,
right?
Car garage. Swimming
pool.
Did you try and do a two-story one year?
I had a gated community.
Yes.
Then the car and the garage.
Yep. Yep.
I remember
that's how we know who wins every year.
The hot tub was the worst.
Yep.
That's like why we know much. Who's I think we all very competitive point.
When it comes to gingerbread houses.
Shapira has no shortage in creativity.
However, she wouldn't be able to be that creative had we not had the spread we had.
Exactly.
The spread that you always bring is like, I honestly feel like it's like Candyland.
It does.
Candyland.
Because there's so many
different kinds of gumdrops and candy corn and coconuts.
Just an array of
the rainbow Twizzler pieces.
Oh, yep. Anything you can imagine.
Oh, there's so many things.
Yeah. So it's like
white gingerbread.
White chocolate chip.
I do the go
gingerbread
overboard.
Was a process there.
Oh shoot.
So the last year was the first year I actually made my own gingerbread. In the past, I did the graham crackers and pre-assembled
that's
them.
That's right. They were so hard last year.
Yeah. So last year.
That's why like, they were hard.
Hard
now,
to build.
I came in after the fact. Yes, so I didn't know that.
But I was like, some of them were like off. Sense. Like, I was like, oh, that one didn't bake right. And they were all a little tilted. So, you know, I've learned my lesson in baking gingerbread. Look, I was never on Great British Baking Show. Okay,
hey,
so
I thought I'm you not did a, pro. A great job. My house still looked great.
Worst cooks in America.
Yours always does, Shapira. Yeah,
no matter what.
I had no clue.
Oh, so this year I've learned a few things.
I was going through it. I was having a rough time. It's like as soon as I got excited, yay, I finally got it. And then they'd be like, Dolores, yours crushed. Yours crashed. Your house is down.
You're caved in.
But that's usually you with any craft because you're like, I don't got time. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. This is too tedious.
I'm over it.
You should
put yours together with like regular glue this year. And it's set and I don't need to eat it and it's fine. So yes, it'll just set quickly.
Help me out.
I learned from my mistakes in the gingerbread department and I'm confident that this year.
Thank you.
You guys will be happy with your creations.
Can't wait. Look forward to that.
But yeah.
Great.
What about Christmas scavenger hunt? We talked about that in a previous episode. But man, it gets pretty intense and pretty competitive depending whose vehicle you're in.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can't say that there's not any cheating that doesn't happen.
Yeah, always.
That's cheating.
All the time.
Always. We can't keep Shapira and Dolores on a team.
We'll skip
Because they're competitive
right past that.
Together. And then they're competitive against each other. So yeah, I mean, it's like, you can't win.
Yeah, no. It's fun. It's all in good sportsmanship. It is.
For you two. The rest of us suffer at that.
Well, you know, when you're past the age of just looking at the Christmas lights for pure enjoyment.
Yes.
You've got to have that extra, what is this driving force? Lights are pretty, but I'm going to win.
Go.
Has to be that drive. So I get it.
It's fun.
Yeah. We talked about this, but for those of you who don't know, there's a tour delights that you can do in the city, and you can find a map of it online, mm-hmm. and you can go to certain homes, and there's things that you can be looking for.
Yes.
Like candy cane or a penguin or, you know, the Grinch. North Pole.
Yeah.
The Grinch. Oh, we did find the Grinch.
Yes.
Oh
my gosh. Yes.
So, although we did not find the North Pole after.
But we told them what we did, and hey.
Yeah.
Yes. All, so you guys know what we did to get that elf in the North Pole. But
I feel a little bitter about it. God. But so it shall not be named.
We will be carrying that on this year because it doesn't require us being, which is, you know, we're going to be with our family. So
yeah,
we can
exactly.
go on,
you can be. Do it safely, yeah. and you know, it's one of those activities that is fun, but you can do it no matter what, even if you're in a pandemic. So
that's yes right. And awesome. What else is being rolled out this year?
Okay, yeah. I'm really excited. Today is the first time we will be doing Christmas karaoke.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
Yes.
I mean, let's just be honest. We all have our favorite Christmas songs you guys talked about, yes. you know. Yes. So it's like,
yes.
let's do it. Why yes. not? What is missing from Christmas brunch?
Yes,
Christmas karaoke.
We're gonna have to call our brother in on this one.
Yes.
Both of our brothers. Because
they are DJs.
Yes, our oldest brother Dario, he hits some notes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
puts us to shame sometimes. We're like, why? Why is he hitting that note right now?
And he's doing it sometimes. He thinks he's just playing around and he's just goofing. But his voice is genuinely really nice.
Yes. yes.
And then he hits those high notes.
He's a straight up tenor.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it makes me more upset because, like, you know how later in the evening your voice can get kind of like, it's a little. No, Dario's like, mine's coming alive. I got this. I'm like, how are you hitting those notes and it's 10 o'clock at night?
Yes.
I'm getting tired. What's happening?
So we're coming for you, bros. We're coming for you.
Yeah. So
I'm excited about it.
About to be on the mic for some karaoke.
Yeah. That's so everybody be getting your playlist together right now.
Got
my know your songs top that 10. You're wanting to do. It's going to be awesome.
It's Christmas time.
The challenge
is that your
probably
song?
A kamikaze.
Is that your song that you can do?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
I knew it. As soon as you said it, it's like, is that the song you're doing? Is that it?
We're going to do a Christmas kamikaze. I'm throwing some.
That's what we have to do.
Yes.
The kamikaze.
That would be hilarious.
Kamikaze is when I only learned that years at karaoke years ago, but when you get on the mic and you don't know what song you're going to be singing and the DJ picks it and you literally just have to go with it.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Yes. Yep. Let's
and don't
do
you
that.
Just love when the DJ picks a song that you thought was
that you knew.
They think is in your key.
Yeah.
Do you not know that I'm the contralto?
So
you got me up
here
singing in the rafters like I'm Whitney Houston. I am not Whitney.
Oh,
fill me, dog.
Yes. You're Whitney
stop.
In your own way.
Yes.
No. You guys, I'm sorry.
I'm singing in the bass.
I got to tell you, I will never forget the time that you kept telling that karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it. I don't sing that.
Tony Braxton.
And he's like, yes, please. Please sing Tony Braxton. Please. Yes. He begged her.
And
then all of a sudden,
the
song started and he was like, and up next we got Ladriva. Just got bamboozled into it. So she goes up and she sings, and as soon as it came to that high part when she's doing that long loud note, all of a sudden you heard the mic boom. She put that mic down.
I told him because he would not stop.
He would not
said,
listen.
Look, I'm dropping the mic.
She would not finish.
Literally mic dropped. Yeah. Literal mic dropped.
It was so funny to see him scrambling. Oh, and that was Ladriva singing.
Goodness.
She told you.
I promise to not do that to you today.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you. Right.
I will not. I will not bring back repressed memories.
Okay. Sounds good.
Too much fun.
Oh, man.
So, friends and family, as we're nearing Christmas Day, we are so excited and we've been waiting this day for this whole time. We're going to leave you with a positive thought for the day, and that is Christmas Eve was a night of song.
It wrapped itself like a shawl, but it warmed more than your body. It warmed your heart, filled it with melody that would last forever. Bess Streeter Aldrich.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So what we want to know from you listeners today is, how does your family celebrate Christmas Eve? What are some of the things that you all do on Christmas Eve? Do you have any Christmas Eve traditions? We want to know. So don't forget to go over to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We, the Davis Sisters, just want to thank all of our listeners for joining in on our podcast and celebrating with our family this season. We hope that you've enjoyed and that something we said may have encouraged you this season. We just want to say we wish you the best Christmas and may you have a blessed new year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
Thank you, Kendra and Mom, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And thank you to all of you for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love, it's all about the love.